The biggest surprise of the provincial election here in Quebec was not the PQ's resurgence in the polls under Pauline Marois, or the dismal showing by the ADQ and its leader Mario Dumont, but in the heart of Montreal's plateau, a newly elected MNA named Amir Kadir became the first member of Quebec Solidaire to head to the National Assembly. Kadir unseated PQ incumbent Daniel Terp in a riding that has been long known to take chances at the ballot box, electing the first Quebec Solidaire candidate and Muslim to the provincial legislature. I conducted the interview with Amir Kadir at Radio Canada in Montreal. First, let me congratulate you on your election victory here in Montreal.
Thank you, Adam. It's a great pleasure for all the members of Quebec Solidaire and all those who through this process of 10 years, because it's 10 years in making, this capacity of the left to go into the parliament. So for all those that through all these years, with all the difficulties of giving credibility to a progressive alternative in North America, to all those who have waited and have been patient with us, who have been solidaire, who have worked in solidarity with us, I say thank you too.
And what are the next steps for yourself and Quebec Solidaire?
Well, personally, I have to sort out what I'm going to do as a physician, in what capacity I can continue my work of a physician, at least partially. And for Quebec Solidaire is to adapt to this new status where we have a parliamentary side. How do you say it? A parliamentary wing. Since our beginning, worked as a team, and we have a very horizontal structure of direction, I think it will be easy. We have worked as a party without chief, without a leader, but with two spokesperson. So we have an experience in the capacity of working in a very coherent and coordinate manner. And I hope that this coordination will continue in the National Assembly.
Right. Now, your party does have a different structure than most traditional political parties. How is Quebec Solidaire going to function in the National Assembly?
It will be the same. In the National Assembly, I will be the spokesperson for the party to ask the right questions. But what are our priorities? What type of question? Where do we think that the most important issues are issues that we're going to discuss together with my colleague Françoise and the Coordination Nationale, the National Coordination of Quebec Solidaire?
And what are some of these policies that you're looking forward to bringing up to Mr. Charest and others in the National Assembly?
First, the health system, which is in the brinks of being privatized. It's not open. It's a very malicious way by administrative agreements between institutions of health and the government. So to stop the hemorrhage of the health system and its privatization. Second, a plan to confront the crisis, which will tackle the issue of those who will be touched primarily. That means the working class. That means that we will insist on bringing up the minimum salary, not waiting 3 years as Charest wants to do it, but immediately bring up the salary from $8.50, the minimum wage, from $8.50 to $10.20, which is really the minimum by all those involved. And third, to consider the fact that we have to protect the jobs in the regions, you know. And to do that, it's an opportunity now to see ways from which we can transform our very damaging industrial infrastructure, which is very polluting and ravaging the environment, to transform it little by little. This is the best opportunity, you know, to use the capacities of a state as a leverage to help transform our industry in the regions and to do it in a manner that will create jobs for people which won't be delocalized. So by not attracting multinational investment, but spending in our society for local business, local agriculture, local initiatives.
Now you mentioned healthcare. Now how does this affect you personally being a physician?
Of course, as a physician, I have an inside view of what's happening all through these years. For the last 10 years, I've been involved with a coalition of physicians which have studied the situation of the degradation of our health system because of its underfinancement. So I think it will give me a particular credibility and capacity to defend the notion that a public health system can be of great quality and good accessibility if the government does not abandon it as we have done in the last 10 years.
Now, do you plan on being a voice for the left in the National Assembly?
Of course, Quebec Solidaire is a voice for the left. It's the first time in North America, in this part of North America, in Quebec, since more than 50 years that there is a party which truly identifies itself as anti-capitalist, in the sense that we want to find ways of overcoming capitalism that has found its way to the National Assembly. Our difference with the past socialist parties is that we don't think that there is a standard recipe that could be applied to the problems of our society and economy, that these are innovations that through participatory politics that the society has to find to overcome all the shortcomings and great inequalities generated by the capitalistic society.
Now, you were elected in the riding of Mercier here in Montreal, which involves a huge part of the Plateau. Yeah. What makes this riding so special?
Plateau has always identified itself as an open-minded, if you wish, riding, in the sense that even 30 years ago, by, in general surprise, a relatively unknown poet in the name of Gérald Godin has been able to gain the riding from the prime minister of the time, which was Robert Bourassa. From that time, the riding identifies itself as a rebellious riding. People that want to envisage some change that other parts of Quebec do not envisage yet, and have shown the way in many means. Why? Because there are a lot of young people who live there, a lot of artists who live there, a lot of people with a high level of education who live there. So people who are more apt and more open to change in society.
It seems that you and your party do have a lot of support from the youth base here in Quebec. How do you think this is going to change the way politics are played here in Quebec?
Yes, the composition of our party shows us that it's mainly composed of people below the age of 35 and a lot of women. So in that regard, I think, in my opinion, it's a guarantee of future development. We think that in the long run, if we don't make mistakes, if we remain rooted in what people really feel and has as problem, you know, to be connected with people's needs, there is incredible potential for growth for a left-wing party, because the social left is very widespread in Quebec. The problem in Quebec is that this social left has not created a political leverage of its own, an independent political leverage. It has always given its support to a coalition which is named Parti Québécois for 40 years. Now, part of that social left has realized that it's not possible to continue with the PQ, and this is why we exist now. And so there is great possibility of growth for Quebec Solidaire.
And do you see anything changing in the next session at the National Assembly? Because I know your party still has unofficial party status. Do you see things changing?
I hope it will change. Even without going to the National Assembly, other parties have adjusted themselves to our presence in terms of, you know, content of their platform. Look at how Charest, for example, decided to have a parity government with equal number of women as ministers. It was just because we intervened in the debate very strongly on the issue of equality between men and women. Look how now Parti Québécois has decided to be more offensive on the issue of defending the public health system. So there is already an adjustment. Now being president of the National Assembly gives us more opportunity to make our party be known outside urban centers, which is our weakness now. And in my opinion, it's not only the National Assembly, which is the place where politics goes on. It's all around, you know, in the debates, in the demonstrations, in the struggles that are being carried out by social movements or unions. We will be present at each and every of them.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Amir Kadir.
Thank you very much, Adam.
That was Amir Kadir, the recently elected MNA for Quebec Solidaire in the riding of Mercier in Montreal. And I'm Adam Bema.